You're listening to SBS News.
From the comfort of her own home, Nainabin Chandra has set up in front of her computer for an appointment with her physio.
Waiting for the conference host to join.
For the 69-year-old who has osteoarthritis, telehealth sessions via video link have been essential during the pandemic. She joins via a virtual waiting room and waits until her clinician and interpreter join from all different locations.
Okay. Oh,
hello, how are you?
This is Hindi interpreter Balvinder.
Ms. Chandra says having an interpreter there for the session via video is very helpful and is much more effective than just having one over the phone.
It saves time on travelling and they help me understand things better via video, so we don't have any problems.
Australians from non-English speaking backgrounds are statistically less likely to access health services regularly, which often leads to poorer health outcomes. And with many at home more often since the pandemic began, doctors are concerned these effects may compound. It's prompted Western Sydney's local health district to bring forward the release of its new virtual care service, which includes a three-way video interpreting platform that anyone can access. Telehealth manager at New South Wales Agency for Clinical Innovation, Donna Parks, explains.
When we moved to, you know, middle of COVID, I mean, video interpreting became, you know, essential really, because interpreters actually, you know, couldn't be there on the ground. But, for instance, the patient could be at home, the clinician can be in their workplace, and, you know, the carer or the other family member or the interpreter could be hundreds of miles away or kilometres away. So it does give that flexibility to, have the right people in the space at the right time.
Health professionals have welcomed the uptake in the technology, acknowledging telephone interpreting can sometimes be problematic. Physiotherapist at Westmead Hospital, Natalia Gosen, says visual prompts make the session much more seamless.
I've worked with interpreters over the phone and with the video aspect, and by far having the video aspect makes it so much easier to communicate. Having an interpreter just by telephone leads to a lot of awkward silences and, sorry, I can't quite hear that. And so having that visual feedback and visual communication makes it a lot easier.
Ms. Gosen says some practitioners were initially concerned about how some of their patients would fare using the technology, given their age, but the response has been positive.
So we worried how technology may be a barrier in that setting and how we would work at communicating and how we would use interpreters, but it's been quite pleasantly surprising how well it's worked.
Dr. Renu Nachal, a senior lecturer at Western Sydney University School of Psychology, says the visual element is very important, as interpreting is not only about words.
Body language is really important, and also the emotions and the facial expressions, etc., that come through, the so-called friendly or unfriendly look, the sense of empathy that somebody might get. So yes, those links are certainly important, and it would be good to have that kind of, you know, face to face conversation with the person.
Since the pandemic began, Western Sydney Local Health District interpreter Balvinder Sidhu has switched from face to face interpreting to 4 to 5 video sessions a day.
Most of my patients, they like video interpreting because it is more effective, more efficient. And especially patients who have limited access to transport, it's very convenient for them.
She says the platform is useful for various appointments, from diabetes checkups to antenatal care.
Through my virtual care, we are doing lots of antenatal visits for the pregnant women. So it can be with midwives, it can be with doctors. So it's really good, and they can get the same level of care as if they would in face-to-face.
Video interpreting in healthcare in Australia has, until now, been limited. But with the push for moving more health services online, it's likely to become more popular. Even the federal government's national interpreting body, the Translating and Interpreting Service, is getting on board. The Department of Home Affairs told SBS News it is currently developing system enhancements that will allow telehealth video appointments and will be available in August 2020. It's hoped video interpreting will become commonplace in regional Australia too, where access to interpreters is scarce. Donna Park says the biggest challenge is just making sure communities know it's there.
What COVID has actually really done is actually really forced people in a way to actually explore other options around how to access care. And, you know, this is like a tool, you know, a little tool that we had in our back pocket that we're able to pull out and go, it's okay, your care can continue.
I can see that you're using less support through your hand now.
For Nainabin, it's been an invaluable tool and one she's keen to continue even after the pandemic subsides. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.